This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on monthly printing shipments for May 2010. All this is copyright 2010 by What They Think. And it's all being recorded on July 5, 2010. This might be one of the more important monthly printing shipment reports we've had in a while, and in that sense, it's very good that it's now available to our premium subscriber members, not just for pay in the e-store, because there appears to have been a turnaround in our shipments. Now, it's not a whole lot to get excited about. We are still well below 2008 levels, but why don't we talk about things beginning with slide number 3. May and April shipments were up. Now, when we reported last month, the April shipments were down. Since that time, the Commerce Department has revised their reporting. They do this on a regular basis, but I haven't seen any revisions of this magnitude in I don't know how long. I mean, this is a huge revision. That should make us feel good that the revision was to the upside, but we should always be concerned about all data that come for the government for the first time, because they do go through a revision cycle. That said, let's take everything at face value, because these are the only data we have, and I'm pleased to report that May shipments were up $250 million, $254 million compared to May 2009. That was a 3.6% increase. We were at the $7.3 billion level. April's revision was $300 million. So it was originally down about $133 million. Now it's showing positive, $167 million. On an inflation-adjusted basis, May was up $112 million, or 1.6%. That means that it's still lagging the economy. The economy is somewhere in the range of 2.5, we'll call it. We don't know how GDP is going to be revised soon. I suspect it will probably be revised down. And we'll be getting our second quarter data toward the end of this month. But I'm not expecting that to be terrific. Nonetheless, it is still lagging the economy, which we expect to happen. For the first 5 months, so from January through May, shipments on a current dollar basis were down $803 million compared to 2009. Remember, 2009 was a bad year. We know that. Comparing things to 2008, which I just mentioned before, we are roughly $1 billion short per month of 2008 levels. So we have a vastly different business, but it looks like we're adjusting. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that very soon. In Canada, Canada's having a tough time. Their printing industry is dealing with the disparity between the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar, and that may be one of the reasons why some of the U.S. shipments are good. We know that imported printing from all over the world into the U.S. is down a lot. When I looked at it last, it was down 25% compared to the year before. And we can't always assume that those things would have been printed in the first place, because a lot of those things may have been eliminated by other media, not just the fact that they were priced too low for printers in the U.S. to get. If they were pricing so low, why would their shipments be down 25%? And why wouldn't U.S. shipments be down so much? So there's a lot of things at play there, so we can't always just make assumptions there. So a lot of people are just surprised when I tell them that how much imported printing is down. And Canada's always borne the brunt of Chinese imports into the U.S. In this particular situation, the Canadian economy is doing extremely well, very well-run monetary policy. It has become a terrific place to invest on a worldwide basis and is recognized in that way. But the printing industry, as we know, whenever there is that kind of economic growth and investment in electronic communications, as we've had to deal with, they feel that as well. So our forecasts, you're going to see, look a little strange now for the U.S. We may be forecasting low, and I would be very, very pleased to have under forecast. We can talk a little bit about the benefits of under forecasting and over forecasting and the like. And we're reducing our Canada forecast by just a little bit. Well, let's go to slide 4. This is the current dollar shipments, and you see that we are above the 2009 line. And you can also see how far away we are from the 2008 line. We may be finding not a new level, some economists may want to call it equilibrium, but other people call it flat sales. And we may be at that particular stage, and when I have a chart coming up, we're going to talk about what's happened with industry profits. You'll see that we've gone through this kind of period before. On slide 5 are the inflation-adjusted shipments, and you see that April was about in line with last year. It was up $6 million and was up 0.1%, so it basically was the same. And you see that May was a little bit better on an inflation-adjusted basis compared to last year. Now, where do we go the rest of the year? Well, this next chart on slide 6 shows the forecast, and it looks like the statistical forecasts are hugging the 2009 line. So now, for once, we can say, oh, business is going to be the same as last year. Now, from looking at the rest of the chart, we know last year was nothing to write home about. But this might be a new level where we can expect some kind of that things won't be getting worse quickly the way they did last year, when actually I had under forecast the decrease of the business. So slide 7 summarizes everything the way it is at this point, with 5 months in for 2006 to 2010. And you see that we're about at $35 billion, so we're a little bit less than last year on both a current and an inflation-adjusted basis. And in 2008, we are down about 16%. So we may have found a new level, but it's not necessarily a level that we like. Will the good old days of 2008 or 2007 be back? 2007, I mean, notice we had, on an inflation-adjusted basis, business was up. Isn't that nice? No. I mean, there are so many things happening on the communication side that we know that we cannot expect that to happen. And the pressures that have been on the industry have really done a big job of reshaping the industry to the point where we could have some profits. And on slide 8, one of the reasons for that is the decline in employment. Now, the decline in employment is nothing that we like to see, of course, because it means that people are no longer in our industry and have either gone somewhere else or are just waiting to find something else to do. And the changes are rather drastic. And we've got a chart coming up that shows the change in employment has been steeper than the decrease in sales for about the last year. Now, there are many aspects to running a printing business. The costs of employees, and I say cost with the sense that cost is like an investment as opposed to an expense. For a cost, you expect to get something back for that particular use of money. Let's be more accurate that way. That's why it's cost of goods sold, and that's why the gross profit line is right after that on an income statement. Because the cost is some expenditure of or use of resources that creates something of greater value, as opposed to an expense, which is basically a wash of things. It's just a basic, this is what you get for the price, but we haven't added any value to it. So the employment is really important to the industry, but like all other costs, they have to match up with the marketplace. Now, we know that we can track employment because the Bureau of Labor Statistics does that. Very few of the other costs of running a printing business are known in the same way or at a very similar time to the period that we're trying to figure out. So employment is just one of the things, but it's the easiest thing to find data for. So I want to make it very clear that just because printing companies have cut back their workforce doesn't mean that they're going to make money. They have to change their operations, of course, because there are so many aspects to running a printing business: the cost of supplies, the way you manage those supplies, the kind of equipment that you have, the kind of investments that you make, your use of other resources in the business, of course. But employment being about 25% of the cost of a production of a printed job, in very, very round numbers, of course, is a very big one, and probably the biggest. So we see that that has gone down, that production workers are down on a year-over-year basis about 6.5%. So, slide 9. What does all this do to our forecasts? Keep the employment stuff in your head, because we're going to get to that. So the industry is adjusting, doing things with our employment. We know that shipments have been going down until recently. And do we want to get really excited about all these things? Do I still want to be Dr. Doom? Do I want to be known now as Dr. Love, that the business is getting a lot better and increasing? We can't say that yet. We haven't gotten the May revision. We saw what the April revision was. And revisions tend to be to cancel each other out very often. You'll get a positive revision, then you'll find a negative one somewhere along down the road. But there's been a big change in our forecasts. Our conservative model now forecasts an industry about $86 billion, which is not so far off from what we had last year on an inflation-adjusted basis. Our forecast has been $82 billion. Notice that the aggressive model, which tends to be a little bit more pessimistic, is now above our forecast. Why are we skeptical? Well, we're skeptical because we believe that retailers are still going to be making a very big move toward other media at the end of the year, so that in our history and in our patterns of shipments are still lots of remnants of very heavy print use by retailers. Will that happen again? It can. I'm not saying that it can't, just that we're skeptical from a forecasting perspective. Remember, when you over-forecast, you basically cause a business to make greater expenditures than it should in terms of its costs and expenses because they think the top line is going to be better. When you under-forecast, you tend to keep your resources under greater control and are either not necessarily austere, but you tend to be a little bit more careful for them. And that limits your exposure to a downside surprise on revenues. It also means that your fixed costs are under control and that each incremental dollar gives you more profit. So under-forecasting revenues tends to create an upside surprise when it comes to profits, and we may be experiencing that right now. The conservative forecast has us going down to about $66 billion. We're still in the $51 billion camp. The aggressive model last month was 33.5, I think. Now it's at 34.7, so you see that even in the out years, it's picked up. The GDP model we haven't touched. We're going to revise that again once new GDP data come out. It's off the wall. It's been off the wall for a long time, but wouldn't it be strange that all of a sudden it would work and give us something that makes a lot more sense, because it's been wrong for about a whole decade now. Slide 10 shows the forecasts in a graphical manner, and there's no real need to be going into them, but this is a kind of chart that might be handy in a company presentation. Now, we had a report on profits, that profits had increased and that the business was turning around from that perspective. And I know that some people were a little bit skeptical about this. But one of the first things that I want you to look at is if you look at the brownish line starting in about 2003, the fourth quarter, to around, past the 2007 Q4, you see that for that period of time, shipments were flat on an inflation-adjusted basis. So we had come off the highs of the late 1990s. We'd had a very traumatic time until toward the end of, beginning of 2004. Then things were flat a little while, and then we started another ski slope, which had actually a steeper slope than we had in the prior downturn of our industry. And now all of a sudden, you see the profits had gone down in the past when we had that sales downturn. Now things were going down, but profits were coming up. What did that mean? How did that happen? Well, on slide 12, I give one of the explanations for this. The blue line is inflation-adjusted shipments, but we're looking at it in terms of the percentage difference from the prior year. So, for example, June 2006, or better yet, July 2006 was up about 1% compared to July 2005. So that's what that chart is. But what we did was we took a three-month moving average of those differences on a year-over-year basis, and we came out with these lines here. Now, for a while, the industry was showing some profits in the 2006-2007 period, and then we lost the profitability. What happened? Well, shipments were going down very, very rapidly, but I don't know if printing companies actually believed it. And the number of employees was going down, but it was not going down at the same time that revenues were. Basically, the printers were holding back. I can't let go of my workforce because I think things are going to get better, or there may have been some legal requirements in terms of union contracts and others that didn't allow them to be flexible in that regard. But I suspect that a lot of print business owners were sitting back saying, I can't believe it's this bad. I have to hold on to these people. What should we do? And a lot of businesses went on to four-day work weeks and did their best to hold it together for everyone. Somewhere along the line, that broke open, and no one could do that anymore. And it appears that it was around this time last year, because that's when the lines started to cross. That pinkish line you see down at the bottom right-hand side, and there's an arrow pointing at it. The pinkish line was crossed by the blue line. The blue line started a trek upward, and the pink line you saw started to the decreases in employment were still less, or so let's put it this way, steeper than the decrease in revenues. So this chart means is that the percentage declines were started to lessen, but the decrease in employment was always steeper than the decrease in revenues. This means that the printing companies had overall had started to get ahead of their costs and had started to readjust themselves. It also probably means that a lot of print businesses were closing and the volume of those shops were being moved over either by contract or just by market forces being shifted over to more profitable printing businesses. I mean, we lost somewhere in the range of 2,000 the printing companies over the past year or so, and could be 3,000 over the past 2 years. So we know that those things have been going on and that there has been a very, very big move toward what are called tuck-ins, where companies buy the book of business for a company but not the equipment and not the other assets. This appears to have worked, and that's why, if we go back to slide 11, that's why we got our bump in profits. Are these profits anything to write home about? Well, they're a lot better to write home about than losses are, that's for sure. But we may still see declining sales, but increasing profits as printing companies readjust their operations and close, consolidate, sell their assets, whatever. But the better-run printing companies appear to be the ones who are winning out, getting the volume, and bringing their lower costs into the industry, and with no longer having the dead weight of money-losing print businesses in our industry, industry profits should be going up. This is, of course, very, very good news. I mean, we've heard about this kind of thing trying to happen for quite some time, and it actually is. So that appears that even though shipments are likely to keep declining, that profits are likely to be increasing. Will it be as profitable as it used to be? I doubt it. I mean, this pressure is going to be on our industry for quite some time. But now, perhaps if profitability increases, our workers who have been suffering with stagnant wages for a very, very long time, the remaining workers will hopefully start to see some increase in purchasing power in their paychecks, and the owners will start to see some profitability, and that profits that group of profits might be deployed to some kind of new capital investment and reorganization of print businesses so that they can, so that the industry can at least be somewhat healthy again. Are we really healthy? Well, let's put it this way. If we get some profits together, we can finally have some room to breathe, and that's something that the industry overall has been seeking for quite some time. This also casts some possible new interest on Graph Expo, that some printers who are in this process of showing better bottom lines might be better able to afford some new technologies and further restructure their businesses. Also encouraging is a survey that we have in the field right now, and the survey is not complete. This is only a portion of the total respondents that we hope to get, but it was encouraging. And I know the bottom of the table looks a little bit like the Italian flag, but one thing that's happened, and we saw this in our April webinar survey, that the 23% of the respondents said that business had increased 6% or more, and that was a very big change. That brought us back up to somewhere in the 2008 levels. You see, 2009 was rather hard, especially for large printing businesses. Then in April's survey, we saw it generally be pretty across the board once you got past the 10 employees. Now we're starting to see something a little bit different. I suspect that there's been some downsizing all along, especially in the very small print businesses, and a lot of those were really on the edge, so a lot of them fell off the cliff. And the ones who are remaining look like they're doing better. 33% of those printers said that they were business was up 6% or more. And that, to me, is that tells me that they're keeping up with the economy and also keeping up with inflation. So that's kind of like a minimum. That I would want, if I was running a printing business, that would be my minimum target. On average, in this new survey, 30% say that they are in this particular category. This is not as high as in my time of doing surveys. 35%, 40% was fairly common in the 1990s. So this is still lagging that kind of a period of time. The 10 to 19 group seems to be under a lot of pressure. These are printers generally about $1.25 to $2.5 million in business. And the 50 to the 99 group, which is about $6 to $12 million in sales, those companies look like they're doing a lot better. My guess, and this is a pure guess, is that these companies were more likely to invest well in color digital printing. That's my guess, that's what's happened there. The larger companies are not doing as well, even though 26% of the 100 to 249 and 21% of the 250 or more employee group were showing increases. In this category, you had, in the 100 to 249 group, we had 34%. This is not on the chart, but more than a third of our respondents say business is down 6% or more. And in the 250 or more employee group, 21% say business is down 6% or more. So this group is under a lot of pressure. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But for right now, if you are an extremely small or a true mid-sized printing business, your business is better. You have probably lost more competitors over time than other groups have had. And now we got some consolidation occurring at the high end, of course, with Quad closing their deal for Quebecor. Perhaps this group will start to look a little bit better. But for right now, that group is under a lot of pressure. So the 100 to 249, we have more than a third saying business was down 6% or more. And anecdotally, I've heard stories of 25%, 30%, 50%, that it's been really, really difficult. Now let's go to slide 14, and Canada, we said, really did have a very, very tough month, and this particular chart shows everything. The dark blue one is the chart in current Canadian dollars, and the inflation-adjusted data doesn't look much better. On slide 15, we've reduced our forecast to $8.7 billion. from 8.9. So it looks like things may still be tough in Canada for some time. And that basically brings us to the end of the presentation. I mean, this is finally some good news in terms of industry shipments. Industry shipments are up. Perhaps we're reaching some kind of new level of industry shipment stabilization. And we now have healthier companies who can attack this lower level of volume. I do not believe that the long-term trend of print is up, but we could see some movement sideways finally of some pretty decent months coming ahead. Now, June is generally a fairly decent print month. July, a lot of plants do close down. And last year, I think one of the things that happened was a lot of plants shut down for thinking it might be for the summer and decided, you know, we're not coming back at all. We'll see if that's still the case. But the first month that will give us some inkling as to how the rest of the year is going will be August, and we won't get those data until just before Graph Expo. So we'll keep an eye on the summer. One of the next things we're going to look at is the employment in a lot of the content creation businesses, and we're hoping that we see some improvements in advertising and graphic design employment. We haven't seen any of that yet. That often is a good sign for us. Slide 16, just want to remind you that you can download Disrupting the Future, and that the heading on this slide is a live link, and you can go straight to the page where you can do that. And I just want to thank everyone again for listening in to our monthly printing shipments report, and look forward to chatting with you again next month.